This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, March 20th. Well, we have a nice little rebound underway, and there's definitely bargain hunting, so I'm very, very encouraged. It really started on Thursday with a huge surge in the small cap stocks, but it's continuing today. And so that's healthy, and also there's a lot of bargain hunting in some dividend stocks. So it looks like this quarter-end window dressing that I kept talking about is finally underway, and that's really helping firm up a lot of our stocks. So I'm very, very encouraged. Now, the other reason I'm encouraged is the 10-year Treasury yield has gone dramatically lower, even though the stock market's rallying. And that's because our Federal Reserve took that quantitative easing money and is shoving down Treasury yields. So I can't tell you how positive that is. When yields were going higher, when the market was going down, that was upsetting a lot of people, raising a lot of concerns. But again, the aggressive central bank action is shoving our Treasury yields down. So that's good. The other big development today, just so you're aware of, is the dollar's weak. The dollar was strong earlier in the week, but it reversed today, largely because California issued the stay-at-home order. So we have all these plants that are closed now, the auto plants, things like that, and the question is, when will they reopen? So as soon as they reopen, it's going to be a big deal, folks. I'm sure everybody's eager to get back to normal, and we'll have a nice rally. Hopefully, that'll be sometime in early April. In the meantime, you know, Spain's deaths are over 1,000, which is very tragic. Italy's deaths are well above China's now. And, you know, Italy's in the textile industry, and they had textile mills in Wuhan, China, and they had direct flights between there and Milan. So that's why it exploded in northern Italy. So that was very, very tragic. So as soon as Italy and Spain get better, we can get better. In the meantime, President Trump had a fairly upbeat news conference that there are very promising drugs. Obviously, the malaria drug seems to work based on one clinical trial. The FDA is doing clinical trials there. Gilead Sciences, the symbol on that is GILD, does have a very good drug. And we are now adding that to certain managed accounts, and my family's trying to buy it as well. But the way it works is our clients have to buy it first, okay? And then we have to buy it last. So that's very promising. So it looks like we're going to have drugs to fight coronavirus. Hopefully Italy and Spain will start to get better so they can lift the restrictions. But the U.S. is being very, very aggressive on the stay-at-home orders in some major states and metropolitan areas. So hopefully we'll have to be able to lift these orders in 3 weeks or so. So in the meantime, enjoy all the family time. All I can tell you is the bargain hunting has begun, and that's very good news. And I have a lot of stocks bouncing very, very strongly, and so that has me encouraged. I want to see the quarter and window dressing from ETFs. That should help. I'm also watching the analyst estimates quite a bit. Now, there have been some dividend cuts, as I mentioned on previous podcasts, but the big news was Ford cut its dividend. It was yielding over 13%, so they've eliminated their dividend because of the plant closures and stuff. So interesting times we're in, but as soon as the auto plants reopen and the stay-at-home orders start to get lifted, obviously we're going to explode. You just can't keep the economy down like this. In the meantime, retail sales are going to be down 10% or more this month. I'm sure unemployment is going to spike short-term to 8% or more. So these are just going to be wild, wild numbers we're going to see. But the key is, when can we get out of our houses and get back to normal? And that's what pretty much everybody in America wants to know. And thank goodness they have very, very promising drug treatments, and the FDA is expediting all these treatments. And of course, in America, we don't have, what's happening in Spain and Italy. So we have a lot to be thankful for right now. So hang in there, folks. Great bargain hunting underway. And I'm very encouraged to see that. And let's hope it continues next week. And that's it. So I just want to give you some good news for a change. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. For those of you that are conservative, I still think the best time to get in is going to be in early April. But I'll be calling that on future podcasts when to get in. Take care, everybody.